Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, back to the bride. Motivated to jump on the private Facebook group. That's it. I'm wedding shaming because what happened at her wedding?
Her dad's friend said, "Can I bring my daughter and her husband to your wedding?" She said, "Yeah, sure." The daughter and the husband show up with 10 Tupperware containers. They filled seven.
Who doesn't show up to a wedding?
Right, yeah.
With at least half a dozen Tupperware jars.
Filled seven of them with main course food, filled three of them with dessert, and stole one of the centerpieces on the way out. So this bride is like, "Are you kidding me? Who does
this?" Was it really stealing? Did they make the announcement?
If you don't get permission, I think it is.
I know,
is.
They do need to make the announcement, but assuming that, any centerpiece is okay?
No, we have a bride in the text club that says she rented her centerpieces, so if someone would have taken one, she would have had to buy it.
Okay.
Problem.
1-800-222-0985 to either text or call the show. Brittany, what's your take on the Tupperware wedding guest?
So my husband and I got married. We were, super cheap with our wedding because we believe in a marriage, not a big party.
Yeah.
We gave a whole bunch of our food away. We're like, "Oh, if you want to take some, take some." We did a little backyard wedding, so we had Tupperware and things for them.
Oh, okay.
But everything that was left, we donated to one of the food banks. We're like, "Hey, will you take this? It is open." And they're like, "Oh, we'll take anything." So I don't see a problem with it if you're going to be generous about it anyway.
Well, but what if, a different scenario, say your backyard wedding and you don't make a big announcement, "Hey, help yourselves," on the way out, and someone just kind of assume that anything goes at the end
and
of the wedding.
And it sounds as though this was fancier. Your backyard wedding, it does sound like a little casual. Yeah, this one, it sounds like it was a fancy wedding and they just whipped out Tupperware in this formal situation.
I don't think that I would be 100% okay with that. If everybody wasn't they said that this was okay and one person "Oh, this is fine." I don't think that that's super appropriate.
Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome.
I love everyone on our Facebook page who's calling out relatives and friends that must be cheap or bring Tupperware places. Check it out. Gracie says, "Sarah, I think this is Dad." Monica, "Is this you?" Michael,
so they're
"You always
tagging,
bring Tupperware."
They're tagging family members in the story. That's awesome.
Shelly, "They found you at a wedding."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.